Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
My head hurts like right here, right now.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
Well, you have to talk to my lawyer on that one.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
He should be on a chain gang serving time for all his crimes.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
I will never stop helping and loving people.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. This hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, we concentrate on the sport of mixed martial arts. Of course, the UFC, the premier company. Then you've got Strikeforce, which is also owned by the parent company of UFC. I'm talking about Zuffa Sports. Then we go to the Bellator Fighting Championships. And, of course, they're on MTV2 right now and Spike.com. And come in January, they'll be going to Spike TV. And here's the thing the UFC has to worry about. What happens when the Bellator Fighting Championships, which are basically, you know, a new outfit, they're an upstart outfit. What happens when they start getting numbers that are close and or exceeding those on FX by the UFC? In other words, UFC shows these shows on FX cable, and they're only drawing 1.3 to 1.4 million people, but yet on Spike TV, they were drawing 1.6 to 1.8 million people. So I think that had a lot to do with the fact that the Spike audience, the male-driven audience, you know, this testosterone-driven audience, I think this is what fueled the UFC. And I think that the fan base is not there as far as FX is concerned. Now, if you had Ronda Rousey, the baddest chick on the planet, and of course, the Strikeforce champion, a bantamweight, 135 pounds, but if she came over and fought in the UFC or fought on major television, that would bring an entirely new demographic into the sport of MMA. But today we're going to talk about the injuries. They're talking about putting clauses now in contracts to where you can't like parachute and you can't hang glide and you can't go out in the desert like, you know, some guys went out in the desert. One guy went out in the desert and he died. And the bottom line is they're trying to put all these clauses now in these UFC contracts where guys don't get hurt. So we'll talk about the contract clause. We'll talk about the UFC events coming up. Of course, the big UFC 153 and 154 just right around the corner. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV. There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your Debt Freedom Kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
30 seconds into the fight, and Rousey is already fishing for the armbar.
Beautiful job of turning her back over, but Kaufman being stubborn, coming back up to her knees, keeping her balance, looking at rolling her back over.
Yeah, that arm lock she's got, Pat, where she's holding her bicep, that's stopping it.
Kaufman's lone loss came via, and it's over! Rowdy Ronda Rousey continues to amaze.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Saturday, October 13th, live on pay-per-view, folks. Of course, UFC 153 coming to you live from Rio de Janeiro. Anderson Silva, the hometown guy down there. That's right. Brazilian lad, 30-4. 30 wins, 4 losses, of course. The 185-pound champion, the middleweight champion of the UFC. He's got the most offenses of any UFC champion in history. And he stands about 6'2". He's taking on Stephen Bonner, who usually fights at about 205 pounds. Stephen, not the greatest fighter in the world, but not the worst fighter in the world either. He's a good fighter. He stands at 6'4". He comes in at 17-7. He brings it his all, no question about that. But I've got to go with Anderson Silva here. I mean, how can I put this? Anderson Silva is not the most impressive fighter in the world for me, but he always gets the job done. I mean, against Chael Sonnen, he was losing for 4 rounds and some change. He came back. He won that fight in the 5th round, okay? Against Sonnen the second time, all the controversy was put to sleep with a choke, a submission in the very first round. So the bottom line is Anderson Silva has silenced his critics. As I said, 30-4, the world middleweight champion, stepping up to light heavyweight. They're probably going to call this fight in the middle somewhere, like 200 pounds, somewhere around there. 17-7, as I said, is Bonner. And that is the main event, and that's coming to you from Rio de Janeiro. That's Saturday, October 13th. I call him Mini Nog. The bottom line is Minotauro Nogueira is 33-7. He's a Brazilian national as well. 1 no contest, 1 draw, 6'3", big-time heavyweight, 240 pounds. Should step into the octagon about 245, 250. Take it on Dave Herman. 21-4, unassuming lad, 6'4", 242 pounds. I'm going to go with Nog on that one, especially at home. Now, here's a fighter that you've got to keep an eye on. I mean, you really need to keep an eye on him. His name is Glover Teixeira. He's 18-2. He's an incredibly fast finisher. I think he's got 15 first-round knockouts or 15 first-round stoppages. He's taking on Fabio Maldonado, who's 18-5. Teixeira is going to have a 1-inch height advantage. They're both going to weigh in about 205 pounds. They're light heavyweights. But this Glover guy is a guy to keep an eye on as far as, you know, the light heavyweights that you don't hear a lot about. Well, he's a guy that you're going to hear a lot about eventually. I think so. I really think he's got the goods. I watched a couple of his fights now. I watched one on videotape that somebody sent me via YouSendIt the other day. That's pretty cool, though, that YouSendIt.com, where you can send fight clips back and forth and songs and albums and things like that. It's sort of cool. They won't let you do movies, but they'll come pretty close to as far as the file capacity is concerned. But this Teixeira guy, you got to keep an eye on him. Glover Teixeira, remember that name. Of course, John Fitch is on the card. He's an old USC name, been around for a long time, 26-4, 1 draw, 1 no contest. Of course, he's taking on Eric Silva. Silva's 14-2, 1 no contest. He's 5'11". Fitch is 6'. That's about the only difference between the two guys. And they're both going to weigh in at 170 pounds, which is the welterweight limit of the UFC. Now, Phil Davis. Not a big Phil Davis fan. Watched a couple of his fights. Nice smile. but doesn't do a whole lot for me, okay? He's 9-1, won no contest, 205 pounds. These are light heavyweights. He stands about 6'2.5". He's taking on Wagner Prado. Now, Wagner has never, ever tasted defeat before. He's 8-0-0. 8 wins, no losses, no draws, with one no contest. Of course, 205-pounder. That's going to be a war, no question about that. But I'm going to go with the undefeated guy. I always like to go with the guy who still got the O. Because until you taste that loss, believe me, I went 7-0 before I lost any fights. But when you're 7-0, when you're undefeated, there's just an aura about you. There's a feeling about you. You have this incredible intensity, this confidence building inside you. You figure, man, nothing could ever beat me, okay? Then what happens? You go out and you get beat. I got beat by Eddie Smith. I never thought Eddie Smith could beat me in his life. Couldn't even fathom it, okay? I mean, I went 7-0 with 6 knockouts. There's no way Eddie Smith was going to beat me. Yeah, well, my mother told me to train hard for him, and I did train hard for him, but guess what? Eddie Smith beat me anyway. So the bottom line is, my O was there. Once my O was gone, I was a different guy. So somebody's O's got to go, but it won't be Wagner Prado, because he's still got the O, and he'll keep it after the October 150th pay-per-view, UFC 153 pay-per-view. I mean, no question about it. We're talking about a major, major fire card, October 13th, coming from Rio de Janeiro. Now, some of these fights will show up originally on Facebook. Then they'll go from Facebook.com. Then they'll go to FX.com. Okay, and then, I mean, FX.com, FX Cable. So there'll be 2 hours of FX Cable. Now, you can watch the fights on FX Cable, and if you feel inclined, the whole thing is that the fights on FX Cable are supposed to induce you, supposed to compel you, to buy the pay-per-view, which starts at 7 p.m. Pacific time or 10 p.m. Eastern time, okay? That's what the idea of the entire FX card is. That's what the idea of the Facebook card is. The Facebook is to entice you to watch FX. Then FX is supposed to entice you to or compel you to watch the pay-per-view. What do I have to say about the pay-per-view? There's been better. There has been better. Damian Maia is on the card, 16-4, pretty good fighter. Another welterweight, 170 pounds, taking on Rick Story. Story comes in 14-5. This is the end of the story for Story. I think Damian Maia is a much better fighter, but I could be wrong because, you know, there are so many different ways to lose in mixed martial arts, so many different ways to win. Disqualification, points, TKO, KO, submission. I mean, there's all these different ways to go about it. And we're not talking about just chokeholds. We're talking about ankle locks. How about Ronda Rousey's favorite move, the armbar? I mean, she's 6-0 with 6 armbar wins, so she is the real deal, and I can't wait for her to get on a UFC card. I cannot wait for either Showtime to flop. The Showtime's not drawn well as far as the Strikeforce cards are concerned. The only one that's drawing is Ronda Rousey. She's it. She's the only one drawing on the Strikeforce brand. Nobody else is drawing. So if nobody else is drawing on the Strikeforce brand, does that mean the Strikeforce brand is going to come to an end pretty soon? Will Showtime get tired of putting up the money? I mean, Showtime's putting up decent money for these cards, but nobody shows up. It's the UFC. It's the brand. The brand sells. The Bellator. Why is Bellator successful, the fighting championships with their tournament style? Why are they successful? Because they go into hotels and casinos, and they sell the entire fight card to the hotel or the casino. So they don't have to do anything but bring their fighters and their TV cameras and shoot their show. That's all they've got to do. That's why they're successful. Now, the people, of course, at Strikeforce don't have that luxury. They've got to make some money. They've got to make some money pretty quick. I think Scott Coker's under the gun there. Of course, he was a man that owned the Strikeforce. Then he sold it to the Zuffa Sports, the Fertitta brothers, Frank and Lorenzo Fertitta. Speaking of Frank and Lorenzo Fertitta, they were dropped from the Forbes top 100 as far as billionaires are concerned. I think you've got to have $1.2 billion. And they only have $1.1 billion each. Oh, so my God, am I sorry about that one. Anyway, the bottom line is they have been dropped from the Forbes top 100 list. Gleison DuBose on the card, taking on Francisco Trinaldo. DuBose is 34-8. Trinaldo is 11-1. Probably going to go with the experience there, but who knows? The Brazilian Trinaldo looks tough. He looks mean. He looks rugged. And he looks like a guy I wouldn't want to mess with, not even if I had a hammer in my hand. Diego Brandeo is on the card, 19-8, taking on Joey Gambino. Gambino, 9-1. These guys are 145 pounds. They call these guys featherweights. That's right, featherweights. That's the way it is in the UFC. Let me go to the UFC weight class for you. Some people are a little upset. Demetrius Johnson is the UFC flyweight champion. It's 125 pounds. Then you've got 135 pounds. Then you've got 145 pounds. Then you got 155 pounds. Then you go to 170. Of course, George St. Pierre, the god at 170. Then you got it with the 185 guy. You got, of course, Anderson Silva, another MMA god. No question about that. Okay? And then you've got 205 pounds, of course. Then you've got the heavyweight division. Right now, the heavyweight division is a fight that everybody's looking at because it's going to be December 29th. I'll talk about that a little bit later when I do the injury thing because that's what sort of has put this fight off to any sense of injuries. But the bottom line is Cain Velasquez and Junior Dos Santos for the World UFC Heavyweight Championship, December 29th from Las Vegas, live on pay-per-view. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network.
Heart's beating really fast. It's beating so fast, you think something's wrong. You feel like your head's about to explode. You feel like you need a doctor. What do? You call the tax doctor.
If problems with the IRS are making you sick to your stomach, let the tax doctor help you. The tax doctor can help solve your problems by negotiating with the IRS on your behalf. They save their clients money, offering immediate payment relief, plus stopping any bank levies or seizures. Call the tax doctor right now and see why we have a 95% satisfaction rating with our customers. The consultation is confidential and free. 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan silver dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan silver dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229. Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Do it!
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. Of course, we air every Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, and then again every Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time. The Saturday show is sort of like the preview. The Sunday show is sort of like the review. And, of course, the Sunday show and the Saturday show are both available on my website, ringtalk.com. That's RINGTALK, ringtalk.com. Now, some of the injuries that you've seen in the world of mixed martial arts have, you know, taken cards apart. I mean, Dana White's been pulling out what little hair he has left in his head because of the fact, you know, guys get hurt on bikes, guys get hurt doing this, guys get hurt training. Where guys really get hurt is they get hurt in the gym. And the reason why they get hurt in the gym is that there's so much intensity going into this. I mean, we're not talking about, you know, when boxers go into the gym, they don't hurt their knees, okay? Not unless they fall down. I mean, they just don't hurt their knees. And they don't hurt their elbows, per se. And they don't have any joint problems and things like that. But an MMA fighter being stretched, being put on the rack, being pushed to the hilt, as far as his MMA's training is concerned, as far as cardio is concerned, as far as his ground game's concerned, as far as his stand-up is concerned, there are so many different aspects to the world of mixed martial arts that, you know, that you there's so many different ways to lose and get hurt. It's just, it's impossible because you're working every part of the body. It's almost like a swimmer. You know, when you swim, you work every muscle in the body. Well, it's almost like a swimmer. You're working every muscle of the body, but you're working it with contact, and there's a difference. That's why guys are getting hurt in the world of mixed martial arts, getting hurt left and right. I mean, you know, Junior Dos Santos, when he went into that fight with Cain Velasquez about a year ago, of course, he had a broken left foot. Okay, he went into the fight with a broken left foot. He didn't care. Okay, Cain Velasquez went into that fight, of course, with a bad shoulder and a bad knee. Okay, Nick Diaz went into his last fight. He was hurt. Okay, Nate Diaz went into his last fight. He was hurt to an extent. Okay, Mark Munoz, when he went to that fight with, is it Sean Weidman, I believe it is, down there in San Jose a couple of months ago, he was hurt. I mean, you have to fight hurt to an extent. I understood that when I was growing up, when I was fighting. That, you know, sometimes the body wasn't clicking on all 10 cylinders, but still you had to put forth the effort. You had to come out there, you had to give it up. You had to put it out there. I mean, your friends were there, your family was there. I mean, you know, people have come to see you fight. You need to fight. You can't be coming out of the dress room telling them, well, you know, my elbow or my pinky finger doesn't work, or like David Haye, my big toe's hurting, is broken. Yeah, right. All those excuses aren't going to do anything for you, okay? But the bottom line is now the UFC has tried and their best to limit guys as far as getting hurts are concerned. Because, you know, Jose Aldo was supposed to have a title fight coming up, and then he got into a motorcycle accident, of course, and that sort of took the timing off of that one, okay? But there are other fighters. I mean, Brock Lesnar, when he was hurt, some of his injuries were said to have taken place on the farm, that he hurt himself on the farm, pulled a couple muscles on the farm, and still continued to train MMA. Of course, he was one of those guys that trained away, like, in the middle of nowhere. I mean, he had his own little dungeon, his own little dojo. Call it what you want, whatever you want to call it. But he trained, I believe, up in Minnesota. He has, like, this 400 or 500-acre ranch. And he trains out there, and he trains by himself for the most part. I mean, he'll bring in his trainer and a couple of sparring partners. But when Brock was on top of the MMA world, Brock was doing his own thing. I mean, Brock would train up there, then he'd show up to the fight 2 or 3 days before, maybe 4 days before the fight in Las Vegas. You know, he'd do the press thing, and that was about it. He didn't get a whole lot out of Brock Lesnar. But Brock Lesnar was said to have hurt himself a couple of times, his rib area, rib cartilage area, working on the farm, chopping wood. So what are we trying to say now? Is the Zuffa contract going to prevent guys from chopping wood, guys from swimming, guys from doing pull-ups? I mean, these are all different aspects of the game as far as exercise and strength conditioning is concerned in which you can get hurt at. You just can't. You can get hurt at it. And boxing, boxers get hurt, as I said, they don't get hurt in the knees, they don't get hurt in the ankles, they don't get hurt in the hips, and they get usually hurt from the hands and the shoulders. Hands, shoulders, and head. That's about it. That's all you really can hurt on a boxer. But on a guy that's, you know, or an MMA specialist, be it male or female, you've got all the different components of the body, the arms, the legs, the back, the neck, the wrist, the ankles. I can go on and on, man. But the bottom line is, you know, with all these injuries happening and Dana White freaking out as far as the UFC is concerned, of course, he's had to cancel a few UFC events. Georgia St. Pierre, of course, he coming back Kidd will be back, I believe, in November or late October. Of course, he's defending his UFC welterweight championship. That's 170 pounds. Now, they've always wanted him to move up to 185 to take on Anderson Silva. Okay, now, Anderson Silva's moving up to 205 with the tease of possibly taking on John Jones. Because after John Jones annihilated Vitor Belfort a couple weeks ago, there's not a whole lot for John Jones to do. So what are they going to do with John Jones? Well, they're going to try to make a super fight with Anderson Silva. But does Silva really want to go all the way up from 185 to 205? I mean, you guys just don't realize that. When I throw these numbers out there, everybody sort of chuckles, hey, big deal, big deal. Well, what's 5 pounds? What's 3 pounds? What's 2 pounds? What's a pound? Hey, listen. When a fighter is cutting weight to make a weight, like I used to have to cut down to 139, okay? And I used to cut from like 148, 149, somewhere around there. So it wasn't really a big weight cut for me. But for that last pound, the last pound and a half, I was dying. I was dying. I just was. I mean, it would just kill me to go from like 140 and a half to 139. At 141, I was fine, and at 139, I was terrible. Now, the good news is they moved the junior welterweight division to 141 pounds. The bad news is I retired long before that. But now you've got these guys in the UFC getting hurt all the time. The chicks don't get hurt as much. They don't. I don't know why, because they tend to rumble pretty hard too. I mean, if you've ever seen Ronda Rousey in the gym, she spars with the boys. And I say the boys, I mean the men. I mean, she does not mess around. And there's no date set for her coming back yet as far as 2012 is concerned. Of course, they're thinking about the 2013 fight with, you know, Chris Cyborg Santos. That's the fight people really want to see as far as women's MMA is concerned. I mean, Cyborg Santos crunched Gina Carano, who I had on the show about 4 or 5 months ago when she came out with the new movie. Remember that? Gina was on the show. Gina suspected Chris Cyborg Santos had taken steroids. Cyborg Santos had been caught a couple of months before taking steroids by the California State Athletic Commission. She's off until November, if not December. So this fight between Ronda Rousey and Chris Cyborg Santos, I will have to wait until probably, if you want to give the fight the right buildup. You just don't want to throw these two chicks in the ring together. Okay? You probably both want to have them on the same Strikeforce or UFC card. That's what you want to do. Have them in main events, maybe the main event, maybe the co-main event, the two chicks that are going to fight in the next big UFC card, or put it on FX cable. Put it somewhere where the masses can see it, because the masses don't see it on Showtime. That's the problem with Showtime, and that's the problem with Fuel TV, and that's the problem that the world of the UFC has gotten itself into. You know, that September 29th card in Sacramento, California with Gilbert Melendez, that's been scratched. Melendez got hurt. Of course, he's a Strikeforce lightweight champion. Okay, so that's out. They said that he did some crazy things in training. He got hurt in the gym out there, his dojo out on 3rd Street. That remains to be seen, but I know that fight has been pulled. Okay, you got fights being pulled all the time because of injuries, and there's no way to get around it. I mean, how can you tell a guy to go light in training? You just can't do it. They used to tell me, hey, go light and running. I never went light and running. I ran as hard as I could, as fast as I could, in order to get the best cardiovascular training I could. I mean, you train to be 200% every time out. That's your goal, 200%. No less, no more, 200%, okay? Most guys can't get to that level. A lot of times it has to do with injuries, okay? Right now, the guy that I think that went the longest as far as fighting hurt was concerned was that UFC icon Tito Ortiz. Of course, he retired in July after losing to Forrest Griffin. Of course, he was a little upset that Forrest Griffin was receiving testosterone replacement therapy, TRT. Like, Tito wasn't too happy about that at all. I mean, not at all. But he's retired. But he fought probably the last 4 or 5 years of his career, at least, hurt. And when you fight hurt, you're not going to be able to put forth 200%. That's why Tito Ortiz's record was so dismal down towards the end of it. I mean, this last fight he lost to Forrest Griffin, you won't see Tito Ortiz back in the octagon ever again unless it's as an official or some type of commentator. But his fighting days are over with, but he fought hurt for 4 or 5 years. Can never shake the injury. Some guys, they get hurt, they can never recover. What happens? They never return to the upper echelon of their weight classes. Of course, Tito Ortiz then, the world light heavyweight champion, 205 pounds. You are tuned to Ring Talk, live worldwide. You're inside looking into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Of course, We are each and every Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And he'll say hello to all the troops out there on the American Forces Network. And then again on Sunday, we're at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network, so the troops can listen to us twice a week on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Or they can go to the website, rinktalk.com, look up any of the old boxing shows, any of the old boxing articles. I mean, we got it all going down. We got the odds. We got the ratings. We've got the upcoming schedule. We've got fights. We've got MMA. You got it. The total package. Rinktalk.com. RINGTALK. You're tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Hey guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with ProGene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impacts self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with ProGene. Call 800-980-1765 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. ProGene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-980-1765. That's 800-980-1765. Again, 800-980-1765. Shipping and processing fees apply.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Fighter, are you ready? And it's about to get serious. Slice quickly across.
A young man from Fort Myers, Florida. His nickname
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Nip it in the bud.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network, folks. One of the guys that I really, really like to be around, and because he's not the most assuming guy in the world. In fact, he sort of looks like a teddy bear. I'm talking about Strikeforce Grand Prix heavyweight champion Daniel Cormier. He's never lost a fight. I think he's like 15-0. Now, of course, the last time we saw him, I mean, he took care of business down there in San Jose. I mean, no question about that. He is a Strikeforce heavyweight champion, okay? But does that mean that he could take on the other heavyweights in the UFC? I'm talking about Cain Velasquez, maybe, or Junior Dos Santos, whoever ends up winning that fight. Because, you know, originally, he was going to fight Daniel Cormier, was going to fight Frank Mir. And then Frank Mir pulled out on some type of knee injury. So Cormier is trying to look, you know, for a new opponent. And the opponent hasn't been filled yet. No replacement's been filled. I checked the websites, and nobody's knowing what's happening. But I understand Matt Mignone was offered the fight but turned it down, explaining that his wrestling schools weren't ready for an Olympic star, an Olympic wrestler like Cormier. Let me tell you, Daniel Cormier is the real deal. He's got that soft-looking body to him. He really does. I mean, he's got a body, to me, that sort of looks like the Pillsbury Doughboy. He really does, okay? But don't let bodies be deceiving. I remember the short, fat guy in school that could fight, okay? He is one of these short, fat guys that can fight. He is an all-American wrestler. He can ground and pound. He can strike. He can kick. He's a good submission artist. I mean, he seems to be putting his entire game together down there. I think they work out at the American Kickboxing Academy down there in the San Jose area. But the bottom line is, Cormier is, you know, he's the real deal. This is no doubt about it. I mean, but with a body like he's got, you know, shouldn't he be at 205 pounds? I don't know if he can make 205 pounds. I mean, in his last fight, he was down to like 220, 227 or something like that. And evidently, he struggled to make 227. But, you know, I think he's one of the top five heavyweights in the world, even though he doesn't look like a heavyweight. He just doesn't. I mean, you look at him, you say to yourself, man, this guy sort of looks fat and chunky. I mean, you know, how's he going to beat Josh Barnett? Well, he licked Josh Barnett like a stamp. He did, all five rounds. That fight wasn't even close from the first round on. Put it this way, ever since the referee's instructions were over, it was all about Cormier. Of course, a fight taking place in May in San Jose, California, for the Strikeforce Grand Prix heavyweight title. Now, Cormier has had surgery on his left hand, I believe. And of course, he had broke that twice in the last year, so he had surgery on it. The hand was doing well when I saw him at the Robert the Ghost Guerrero fight a few weeks ago in San Jose, California. Of course, he's not known by anybody. He's known by the hardcore, the MMA hardcore. But when he walks through the pavilion down there, you know, the big sports pavilion, nobody notices who he is. They don't. The HP Pavilion. They said, who is that guy? I don't know. He must work here because he sure doesn't look like a fighter. He's too short. He's too stubby, but he's the real deal. And do I think he can give Cain Velasquez or Junior Dos Santos a run for their money? Probably not at this point in time, but I think after a couple of fights, a few more fights, he might be able to. And if he finds out where he really belongs, I mean, does Cormier belong fighting at 225, 228 when guys can weigh as high as 265? Or does Cormier belong at 205 pounds? Can he cut himself down to 205? Now, I heard a rumor that he cut himself down to 211 at one point in time and started seeing things. You know, there was delusionary and he was losing his mind and all that kind of stuff. So I don't know what to say about that, but that was at 211 pounds. You know, maybe he wasn't doing it the right way. Could he do it with a nutritionist? Could he do it with a dietitian? I mean, that's what they need to look into. Now, of course, Strikeforce doesn't have the money being spent on them that the UFC does, but he is an upper echelon UFC Strikeforce heavyweight fighter. I mean, he's a Strikeforce Grand Prix heavyweight champion. Say what you want about him, okay? He wasn't supposed to be able to beat Barnett that easily. It wasn't. It was supposed to be Barnett all the way, okay? King Kyle Kingsbury, one of my UFC fighters, of course, out of the Silicon Valley American Kickboxing Academy, he told me Cormier is going to win this fight hands down every round. And when he said that, he sort of had the sound of being, you know, a gym mate. In other words, you know, this guy's my dojo partner. This guy trains with me every day. What am I supposed to say? Okay? But no, he was telling the truth. And Kyle told me during the fight, I told you, he does not stand a chance. Josh Barnett does not stand a chance against Daniel Cormier. Because Cormier gets under him, he takes him down. I mean, Barnett was supposed to use, he's 6'4", had all that reach, all that height. Okay, he was supposed to use all that height and reach and be able to just like, just a little punch out with Daniel Cormier. He was going to punch him out, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2. That's where they thought the fight would go. And eventually Cormier would make a bold move and make a mistake, and that Josh Barnett would get him to submit, because, you know, Josh is big into making guys submit. In fact, Josh will hurt you to make you submit. Josh would rather make you submit and get a decision win over you. That's Josh. Josh Barnett is a mean dude. I mean, there's just no doubt about it. That's why I thought he was mean enough to take on Daniel Cormier and take out Daniel Cormier. Okay, but after that first round, 45 seconds, 1 minute into that first round, I realized that Josh Barnett had his hands full with Daniel Cormier. Now, who's going to fight Cormier on November 3rd? Of course, the Strikeforce card. As I told you, the September 29th Strikeforce card with Gilbert Melendez, that's been canceled. Strikeforce is going through a lot of headaches right now, and I can't, for the life of me, I can't see why there are even two brands. I think that maybe we should just convert it all into one brand, put all the fighters under one umbrella. I know Showtime's got a problem with that because I think they've got a contract for another year and a half, close to 2 years with Strikeforce. But the bottom line is, you know, Strikeforce is unable to deliver. They can't deliver. Of course, guys getting hurt, guys pulling out, things not happening, people getting suspended. And, you know, you'll have all these different issues, but do we really need Strikeforce? Do we really need a competing body to the UFC that's owned by the UFC's parent company, Zuffa Sports? I think Bellator is going to do great when they go to Spike TV in September, into September, in January, the first week of January. I think they're going to be on a Wednesday or a Thursday night, not sure yet. But I think they're going to do wonderful. And if they tie it in with TNA Wrestling, which guarantees about, I guess they do about 1.4 million viewers a week, even though some of their programming is pretty lame. But they do 1.4 million viewers a week. And if they could either piggyback and or carry the MMA after or before that, talk about the Bellator Fighting Championships, that would just increase the numbers for both entities. I think they would be working great hand-in-hand, both. And they are doing already. TNA and Bellator are working together, okay? But I really, really would like to know what you think deep down in your heart. Is Strikeforce really relevant? I mean, do we need Strikeforce? Is it, do we need that second company? I mean, I know that Coker's got a contract with the UFC where he's supposed to get paid for X amount of dollars for a few years and things like that. And I'm pretty sure all that can be settled money-wise. But, you know, do we need a second company? Do we need Strikeforce? When Strikeforce does, as I said earlier, it doesn't make any money. It just doesn't. Ronda Rousey makes money for Strikeforce. Everybody else, nothing. They had a Strikeforce card in San Jose a while back, okay? 4,000 people there, 1,300 people paid. Okay, you've got to get a better paid audience than that. You can't have, like, you know, 1,700 people coming in for free and then 1,300 people paying. It just doesn't work out that way. Yeah, the crowds look nice. Yeah, they make a few little noise. Yeah, they buy a few more hot dogs. Yeah, they buy a few more beers. Okay, but the bottom line is, you know, they're not paying to watch Strikeforce fights. The Strikeforce brand doesn't sell. I don't know why. It did at one point in time. When Gina Carano and Kung Lee and Frank Shamrock and people like that were the main events and the semi-main events down there at the HP Pavilion, the Shark Tank, call it what you want, in San Jose, California. Strikeforce was making money. They were drawing 16,000 people a shot. I ain't kidding you. 16,000 people would pile into the HP Pavilion to see a Strikeforce card. Okay, that was Strikeforce's capital. So they thought when they brought Strikeforce back to San Jose, California, that they'd be able to do some good numbers, right? Wrong. Didn't happen that way. just didn't happen. The USC went back to San Jose. Of course, they've been back there twice since last November. Of course, last November, Dan Henderson and Maurice and Shogun Rua going at it in the fight of the year for 2011. No question about that. I mean, wow, what a fight. What a fight. Oh, God. He was so brutal in the fourth and the fifth round that I just had to turn my head away. Couldn't watch it. Just too brutal for the kid. And I've been watching combat sports for almost 40 years. Just couldn't hang with it. It was a little too rough for the kid. But the UFC did try to come back once thereafter. They didn't draw well. Showtime and Strikeforce tried to come to the HP Pavilion one time thereafter. They didn't draw well. So then Strikeforce was going to try to take their act to Sacramento, California because of the fact that, you know, Uriah Faber, the California kid, although he wasn't going to be on the card, he's a big iconic fighter, an iconic figure in the Sacramento area, and they figured he could put some of his fighters on the card, and they draw a good card with Gilbert Melendez. But for some reason, Strikeforce people thought that Gilbert Melendez's fans from San Francisco were going to drive 90 miles to see Gilbert Melendez fight in Sacramento. It ain't going to happen. They won't drive to San Jose. We have a hard time getting people to drive from Gilroy. Gilroy is about 15 miles south of San Jose. We get a hard time getting to go come from Gilroy, which is the garlic capital of the world, the home of Robert the Ghost Guerrero, the current WBC World Boxing Council 147-pound champion. It's a hard time getting people to go 12 miles from Gilroy to San Jose. So we're going to get people to go 90 miles from San Francisco to Sacramento. They're going to go through two bridges. They're going to pay like $11 in toll. God knows how much in gas. Then you got to pay for the parking. Then you got to pay for the tickets. Then you got to pay for your beer. Then you got to pay for your hot dogs and your El Pollo Loco. If you go to Sacramento and go near the Arco Arena, you got to stop at El Pollo Loco. So the bottom line is a lot of money, very little return. Strikeforce is not returning the entertainment dollar the way the UFC is. The brand just doesn't sell. So is it time to just scrap the brand right now? You tell me. You let me know. Let me know. You can let me know at twitter.com using the # ringtalk. That's twitter.com at ringtalk, RINGTALK. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. And don't forget, we are each and every Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And then again, we are on Sundays on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network with another show. Saturday show is sort of like the weekend preview. It's the tease, per se. Then we go on the Sunday show, and we have you the review, the results. What's happened this Saturday night? What's going on over the weekend? What happened in MMA? What happened in boxing? Well, we tell you that on the Sunday show at 11 a.m. Pacific time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. But don't forget, Saturday and Sunday, Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 11 a.m. right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies. And Barron's columnists cover all the market's action, so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
Stay tuned for a $1 million Dream Body announcement. Do you want to lose weight? How about toning and sculpting your entire body in just 6 to 8 minutes a day? You've seen it on TV with Chuck Norris and Christie Brinkley. They love the Total Gym. Well, we're out to prove once and for all that the Total Gym melts off the pounds better than anything else on the market in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let up to 1 million people from across the nation try the Total Gym for just $1. If you call right now, 1-800-852-1859. That's right. The first callers right now from this station get to try the famous Total Gym for 30 days for just $1. The Total Gym will have you in the best shape of your life in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. Whether you want to firm and slenderize or build and sculpt your body, the Total Gym is the one machine that does it all. The first 50 callers from this station right now can try Total Gym for just $1, and shipping is free. Call now, 1-800-852-1859. That's 1-800-852-1859. 1-800-852-1859.
Every 15 seconds, a burglary occurs in America. Most happen between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. when you're not at home. Call Protect America and learn how your home can be protected from burglary, fire, and more. Everyone that calls right now to sign up for our monitoring service will get the equipment for free. Call now, 800-603-9980. Protect America, rated the best home security system in the country 5 years in a row. Equipment is free, no activation fees. We beat anyone's price, including ADT. If you already have a system, we can monitor your existing system with a cellular connection. Plus, with our interactive services, you'll be able to control your alarm remotely from your smartphone or computer. Protect your home and family today. Protect America home security experts are standing by. Call now, 800-603-9980. 800-603-9980. Again, 800-603-9980. Standard monitoring agreement required with approved credit. Call for details.
Stand-up battle so far. Man, you're right, Joe. Mike Brown's just so tight with his strike. Oh, yeah! Gambarian looking to finish. Oh! It is all over. Standing.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Welcome back to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing. Of course, this hour we're concentrating on the world of mixed martial arts, the UFC, coming up next week, of course. Man, they're going down to Rio. Anytime the UFC's in Rio, it's like the Academy Awards all over again. I kid you not. Speaking of Rio, let's go through the top 10 heavyweights in the world of mixed martial arts right now. We've got Junior Dos Santos, the UFC heavyweight champion. He's 15-1, okay? I mean, he is the real deal. He knocked out Frank Mir. Of course, that was in May. He beat Brock. He first man to beat Brock Lesnar was Frank Mir. So, I mean, Frank Mir was no bum. But Junior Dos Santos, number one, 15-1. Cain Velasquez, San Jose, California, 10-1. I think he was from the former the University of Arizona. Alistair Overeem, currently suspended by the Nevada State Athletic Commission for testosterone levels being way, way higher than they should be. He's 36-11, one no contest. Don't let that 36-11 record fool you. A lot of those fights he lost early on. Fabricio Werdum, 16-5, one draw, guy out of Brazil. He can fight. Is he the real deal? I don't know if he's top four heavyweight as far as the world of mixed martial arts is concerned. Number five, my man, the undefeated kid out of San Jose, California. I'm talking about Daniel Cormier. Of course, he is the Strikeforce heavyweight champion. Then Frank Mir is number six. Antonio Nogueira is number seven. Josh Barnett is number eight. Bigfoot Silva is number nine. Mike Russo is number 10. Those are the MMA contenders as far as SureDog.com is concerned. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. If you are joining us for the very first time today, I welcome you to the Ring Talk family. If you've been here for like 28 plus years, hey, I'm still glad you're around. Until next week, or until Sunday, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most importantly, keep that butt of yours off the canvas of life.